The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
Earlier today, Jeff, on The West Live, we were talking, of course, about the shooting that happened in Nangarra overnight with links to bikies, where the police suspect at the moment. And now we can reveal the victim's name.
Yeah, so the man that was shot dead in the workshop in Nangarra is believed to be 34-year-old Joe Versace. So tributes have starting to pour through for him online. You know, a lot of his friends and family are shocked and dismayed by his death. But we're also hearing, you know, like reports from some of our reporters on the scene. They've been speaking to locals and they're saying that they heard and saw motorbikes speeding through the area at the time of the attack. So, I mean, you know, we don't know for certain, but it's looking more and more likely that it is bikey related.
What do we know from those online posts about Mr. Versace? Are they mentioning any links to bikies?
Or? No, not any links to bikies. We know that he's a father, and he's a father of a daughter, and that's pretty much all we kind of know at this point. I mean, we've got photos of him. He has got a lot of tattoos.
What do you think, Jeff, when we hear about more bikie violence?
Seems to be pretty regular occurrence, doesn't it? The cops have their hands full. And I think it does. I think what it says, the impression that it has on the community is, well, hang on, you know, this is obviously a community-wide problem. We need the police to be proactive about this. Go and crunch them. So they've got, you know, they have no qualms about, raiding bikie clubhouses, and I'm sure that's probably going to happen in the next, you know, they've got to go and kick a few doors in, as the cops say, and that'll happen. But it just seems to be, they're getting all these laws, the police, to sort of deal with bikies, but, you know, you're still getting these drive-by shootings. But, you know, how do you teach an outlaw not to be an outlaw?
Yeah.
Outlaws will do what outlaws do.
100%. And this is what we've spoken about before with our good mate Ben Harvey, who's a bit of an expert on outlaw motorcycle gangs.
He certainly is.
Some might say he's a bit of an obsession with them. But as he's pointed out when we've spoken about things like, you know, sort of if you show a gang insignia, if you have tattoos, you know, you cop a penalty for that. You know, these are people that commit serious crimes. They're not going to worry about a fine or a short stint in jail for showing an insignia. Like, this just doesn't bother them at all. And if they're willing to kill somebody, then, you know, anything that the government can do as far as talking tough around the issue is probably not going to scare them.
I think what was interesting too about that, it was certainly reported in the West this morning, was that one of Nick Martin's best mates showed up because Seven News broke that story during the news last night.
Yep.
It only happened a couple of hours beforehand, and he was there pretty quickly, apparently.
Yeah, so you read that, and it's kind of hard to it's hard to imagine that people who are, you know, known members of the rebels, and reasonably high up, I guess, from all we understand, it's kind of hard to imagine that they would just pop out, you know, to some unknown person's work site and then hug their family members and whatnot.
Correct, so, hugging the sort of the people who've come to sort of pay their respects, and it's, you know, very emotional scenes and all that sort of thing.
So while we don't know officially, I you know, you would hazard a guess that it's a reasonably well-informed.
Yeah, that's where the smart money is.
To have your say, or if you have a story, email the team at thewestlive@wanews.com.au.